Hello, this is the Library Talker, also known as the Library Lady. I'm Library Talker on Blogspot at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm the Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. So today I just finished reading a book called Big Bad by Lily Anderson, and it's an alternate reality Buffyverse. So yay, Buffy. I love Buffy. I'm a big, huge fan of the series. You know, there were some amazing episodes. There were some problematic episodes. Joss Whedon has a reputation now. There's all that stuff. But I did and do love Buffy. Watched the series multiple times, owned one DVD, that kind of stuff. So I am a Buffy fan. And perusing the library, I saw this cover with the, the well-known B from the Buffy thing as the capital letter for big in Big Bad. So I was like, ooh, Buffy. And I looked at it and the cover's pretty cool and read over the thing and I'm like, hey, this sounds pretty interesting. The basic overall plot point being we're in an alternate dimension where the mayor has put a sunshade over all of the Sunnydale and is allowed all of the demons out all the time, anytime they want to, whenever they want to, that kind of thing. So vamps are out 24/7. There's no sun ever. And so they've renamed it Demon Dale, and there is no Buffy in this universe. So, okay, how is this a Buffy thing? Well, we're going to go over that. The first scene starts off with Warren using the Books of Ascension, and he's going to try and do what the mayor did, of course, and ascend. And Buffy, we don't know it's Buffy officially until like halfway through the book, but we know it's Buffy. Buffy shows up, and there's a confrontation because, let's see, we have the party bots. We have all of Warren has many, many party bots there to celebrate Warren and all of Warrenness. Jonathan and Andrew there, of course, kind of bumbling around. Buffy shows up and takes a lot of their magical things, including a staff that is there, and in the process manages to mess up something with Jonathan, and Jonathan accidentally uses his shrink ray on Warren, which is not tested yet and ends up blowing Warren to smithereens. So there's little bits of Warren everywhere, and then Buffy disappears along with all the magical items that she had taken with her. So, and so that's how the story begins. So no real spoilers there. And Jonathan and Andrew go on the hunt for Anya to find her as a vengeance demon and see if they can purchase a wish and try and undo Warren's death. And in the process of meeting with Anya, they find out that the Gem of Marnoxon or something has been stolen from the demon realm, the demon area, so where all the vengeance demons have Vengeance LLC. Apparently Buffy went there and killed a whole bunch of demons and took the gem that powers their ability to grant wishes. So now Anya doesn't have the ability to make wishes come true or do any magic at all. She's basically human. And then we move on to try and get more help in the form of Angelus and Spike, who are Angelus and Spike are now the proprietors and owners of the Bronze, which serves yes, Bloomin' Onions, of course, along with various and sundry drinks. And Drusilla is now the headliner singer person, the Drusilla and the Dollies. And so we have this whole universe building up, but it is problematic because this book is like 312 pages long or something, and it is, I wanted to like it, I really did, and I pushed my way through the whole thing. I really wanted to find something that I was like, ooh, and there were moments of, oh, well, that's cute, but for the most part, it was basically, and I'm sorry to say this, because I love Buffy, but this was like mediocre fanfic. This is let's shove every single Buffy reference we can into this book. So we have everybody. We have the Master. We have Darla. We have Adam. We have Glory. We have the dancing demon from the musical episode. We have Willow, but vampire Willow. We have, I think there is a moment of Xander, who's not officially identified, but there is a Hawaiian shirt guy that gets pushed to the side. And I'm like, oh, that's Xander. And then there's so much. You've got the mayor being the mayor. You've got all these different characters that you're like, yep, uh-huh, yep. It's like just checking off a box. Like the author made a list of everything and then just checked off as many as she could get in there. So we meet all the different types of demons. There's Clem, he's in there. We've got all of these different references and highlights and everything. And we come to also have alternating chapters. So it's mostly Jonathan and Buffy, occasionally Anya being their point of view. Buffy's point of view is that she's fallen through these portals and found these demon dimensions. And now she's determined to destroy them all, one at a time. And this Buffy appears to be end of season one, maybe early in season two, Buffy. She doesn't recognize the mayor. Principal Snyder is there as a snake demon. Gets destroyed, of course. But we have, you know, she doesn't recognize Adam. She never encounters Glory, but she wouldn't have recognized her anyway. She recognizes Angelus, but she doesn't recognize Spike. So she thinks, you know, Angelus Angel. She calls him Angel. So this is early on in the Buffyverse for Buffy, but the rest of its stuff all we've all seen. So as Buffy fans. But again, it's just jammed with reference after reference after reference after reference. We've got the Double Meat Palace. You've got other things that are going on. It's a little overwhelming. And it pulls away from what could have been an interesting idea and makes it just, here's fan service. I don't know that anybody who's not a Buffy fan would understand what's going on. I don't think that they would get it. I don't think it would make sense to them. I don't know that they would understand it because it does go by so quickly. There is, you know, some of the references are just blink and you miss them type of things, like the Xander one. And we mentioned Cordelia, but we don't see her. We do see Harmony. and so, you know, these things are out there, but it's not, it's just not a good cohesive idea. But yeah, so basically Buffy's going around from dimension to dimension with the help of the staff from the guys from the trio and this gem that she got from the demon dimension. And now she is going from place to place to place and destroying each different version of Sunnydale and its entire universe. So no compunction at all. It's like, oh wait, this is a bad place. There are demons here. Let's destroy everything. Which I don't really think is a Buffy thing to do. But yeah, she destroys universe after universe, going after this black flag flame thingy, which when she puts the gem that she has with her that helps her from portal to portal and puts it against this black flame flag thingy, which keeps making me think of the raid ant killer thingy, cockroaches thing, that raid black flag thing. She touches that and then that entire universe is completely obliterated top to bottom and everybody's just gone as if they never existed. And then she portals to another place and does the exact same thing. And she keeps popping back into this dimension of Demondale. And then either fighting or whatever. And yes, there's Giles. Wesley Wyndham Price is in there. Faith is in there, but very little and near the very end, or pretty much the end. Giles is in there, but he goes by Ripper. He went through Watcher training in this universe, but went against it and now owns the magic box, which they call something completely different, and he's partnered with Rain. There's so much that could have been really interesting, but it again, this tick mark of let me just make sure I've got all of these references, Fjarl demons and Kikistos and that kind of stuff. Let's get every single one mentioned at least once. They pass by in the bar. They go over here. Like, we saw that one. And over and over and over again, that's what you're seeing as Buffy is going through from different universes, occasionally popping into this one, but going back out as she's on the search for this thing that will help her. She's looking for this particular dimension, universes, you know, multiverse, whatever's, looking for this particular black flag flame thingy. But while she's looking for that one, she's also going to all of these other dimensions and destroying them. So how many dozens, if not hundreds, of dimensions? You know, we see a few of them. We see the monsters from Hush get destroyed. We see Adam's universe get destroyed in this thing. We see Principal Snyder's one universe get destroyed. You know, we see all of these alternate dimensions, and then they're gone. And so, hey, look, here's a Buffy reference. Ha, 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 funny, kill them. Look, another Buffy reference. Ha, 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 funny, kill them. While also alternating chapters with Jonathan and Anya, so you can see how they are trying to survive in Demondale and his realizations about how, you know, horrible a person Warren really was and how who he could be. And yes, we get some Andrew in there, but Andrew's Andrew. It could have been really fun, I think, but it just, to me, read like someone trying to stuff as much in there for Buffy fans as possible and to prove, hey, look, I really have watched Buffy. I know Buffy. I'm good at Buffy. Let me show you how much Buffy I can jam into this 300 and something page book. And the ending is kind of wimped out, I guess. I didn't feel like the ending was a Buffy ending. It was more, you know, granted, and I will understand this, the Demondale characters are technically our protagonists. They are technically the good guys of this story. This is them trying to save their universe to prevent it from being destroyed by this Slayer who's appeared, who very later in the book, like halfway, three quarters, whatever, we finally find out is officially Buffy. But yeah, we just, it takes a while. And you're still trying to root for Buffy because it's Buffy. So what else are you supposed to do? Just go, yay, Jonathan and Warren now dead, but Andrew and Angelus and Spike, go ahead, kill Buffy. You know, you can't really root for them to destroy our favorite Slayer person. But that's kind of what you're, you know, so that's why the ending kind of wimps out on that. It's a, we're not going to kill the Slayer or destroy her or whatever. But we have to make the ending happy for the Demondale protagonist. So we'll do this weird little thing at the end and just say, poof, now it's all better. And yes, Halfrek is causing trouble again. She's the reason for all of this. So darn you, Halfrek. We have a few moments of Anya and her bunny fear. Suddenly we do have evil bunnies. There's that. Yay. But this, it doesn't gel as well as you would want it to, especially if you are a Buffy fan. And again, if you're not a Buffy fan, if you've never watched Buffy, or if you've only like watched an episode or two and went, eh, especially if you just watched the first season and didn't get past that because that was not the best season, of course, then yeah, you're going to read this book and go, I do not know what the heck is going on here. Cleaning my language up there. I don't understand it. I don't get it. What? So this is really made for Buffy fans. It seems like a fan. So yeah, like I said earlier, it's mediocre fanfic. It's not great. And I'm sorry. I wanted it to be, and I do like a few of the references, and I like the fact that we have Vampire Willow and, you know, some of those interesting moments, but there's so many characters jammed in there that you never really get depth on, like, any of them. And it just, it never feels full. It's all just, let's touch on and tap on everybody we can mention, without really getting into those characters. So in terms of the story itself as a story, it just has not a lot of depth. So my rating system is 1 to 5, 1 being avoid at all costs, police line, don't cross this thing, don't look at it, you're gonna want your money back for the time you wasted on this. 5 being this is the most amazing thing ever, you absolutely have to read this. 2 being eh, 3 being eh, and 4 being huh. 2 is what we're going to go with here. We're like, it's an book. It just doesn't gel well. And yes, I did push my way through the whole thing, even though there were multiple times when I put it down and went, why the heck am I reading this thing? So yeah, I'm disappointed, in this one. And I was glad it was a library book so I could return it and I didn't have to pay anything for it. So yay. And it was just released this month, October of 2022. So it's out there, it's doing its thing. Feel free if you want to try it out. Yay. Actually, it looks like it was published at the end of September. But it's out there now and you can try it if you want to. Who's to stop you? But I'm just warning you, it's crowded. Again, it's Big Bad by Lily Anderson. And it's very easily recognizable. You've got, the cover of it has our Demondale people, facing towards the reader, and you've got the back of Buffy, and then the big famous B, the red B from Buffy the Vampire Slayer's, title screen. So Big Bad, Lily Anderson, So it's a 2 out of 5, but that's just where I am on that one. If you have comments, questions, whatever, if you'd like to share this, please let me know. Please feel free to reach out. Again, I am the Library Talker on Blogspot, so librarytalker.blogspot.com, no hyphens or anything. And then I'm the Library Lady on Podomatic, where this is hosted. And I really do hope that you guys have a really great day.